A lot of practice.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Evans.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Here.
As part of our routine, we normally ask for citizen comment period. Is there anyone wishing to speak on any item? Madam Clerk. Excuse me. I'm out of practice. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our former mayor, sitting in the front row, used to laud the talents of our clerk and our city attorney, and that just shows why. Okay, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any item? Mr. Lewandowski, please give us your name and address for the record.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I happened to look over this memorandum of understanding between the city of Franklin and Zimmerman Venture. I can't quite understand how you can take a downtown and put it any place in Franklin that you so desire, because a downtown usually consists of the city hall, the library, and the post office. That's what we now have out here on Loomis Road. And to call 76th and Rawson downtown is wrong. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lewandowski.
Orville Seymour, 3020 West Acre Avenue, Franklin. First, I would like to thank former Mayor Tom Taylor for all his years of service. I always felt very, very comfortable and confident that the city was in good hands as with him as mayor and before that as alderman. Secondly, I'd like to thank new mayor, Steve Olson. I am also very confident that the city will be in good hands. And for the new people on the council, those that don't know me, I would ask you to follow his lead, but don't be afraid to question his motives.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thirdly, the issue of the day, the rock proposal. I this may surprise some of you. I don't have any problem with that. What I think should be done, and this may have been discussed already, but I think that Greendale and Greenfield should share in the burden of that, because they're going to get a large portion of the benefit. The majority of the traffic is going to come from West Allis, Milwaukee, coming down 76th Street. All those restaurants, bars, so on and so forth, business along 76th Street will reap a lot of the benefit from that traffic. So I think we had to open up some negotiations with Greendale and Greenfield and ask them to share in that burden. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Seymour. Anyone else? Seeing none, I'll close the citizen comment period. Next item on the agenda is announcements from Mayor Olson. Proclamation for former Mayor Tom Taylor. Please come up.
You want to do it down there? Can I borrow your glasses? There was a routine that Mayor Taylor used to do. Whenever he had to read a proclamation, he had to find his glasses first. So. Proclamation in recognition of Mayor Thomas M. Taylor. Whereas Thomas M. Taylor served the city of Franklin as alderman from April 20, 1999 until September 25, 2002. And as mayor from April 19, 2005 until his chosen last term of office expired at midnight on April 14, 2014, last night, immediately preceding his third Tuesday in April. And whereas Tom Taylor's years of service have been exemplary and have spanned more than some 44 decades, his service to Franklin commencing near the culmination of his near three decades of service to Milwaukee County in executive positions and in the same for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO, and whereas Alderman Tom Taylor was a proponent of adoption of Ordinance 99-1562, an ordinance restructuring the administration of the government of the City of Franklin to place supervisory and reporting review duties and authority under the responsibility and accountability of the Office of the Mayor, a law intended to implement a strong mayor form of government. An ordained method of operations by the League of Wisconsin Municipalities grew historically recognized as generally rare among Wisconsin cities. And whereas Mayor Thomas M. Taylor more than exemplified the strong mayor during his service as the chief executive officer of the City of Franklin and head of its police and fire departments, pursuant to Wisconsin State Statute 62.09, paragraph 8A and B, respectively, while also continuing to be elected as chairman of the Milwaukee County Intergovernmental Cooperation Council for 5 terms, the council being comprised of all village presidents, mayors of the 19 municipalities of Milwaukee County and the Milwaukee County Executive. And whereas during his time as presiding officer of many city boards and commissions and the county council, the mayor was always there, and the mayor conducted all of those meetings in recognition of the freedom of speech and efficient operations of government, with respect to citizens with dignity and grace, while at the same time noting on issues, continuing discussions on matters of import, that I will be here as long as it takes, whether well into the night or tomorrow morning or whatever it takes. The matter needs to be properly addressed. There's only 4 more. Long service. And whereas during his time as mayor, Tom Taylor was also there at all of the community events, all of the Chamber of Commerce events, all of the Franklin High School sports and education events, all of the local business events, all of the metropolitan area business and government events, all of the social events of the community, all of these events. And whereas, without repeating all the government positions held and served by Tom Taylor during his years at work, as those were included in part in the commendations he received during his last common council meeting as presiding officer, including appreciative awards from the Franklin Police Department and all of the emergency medical service fire departments in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin State Legislature, citation of congratulations, commendation, as opposed to and gratitude. As State of Wisconsin Office of the Governor Certificate of Commendation and the United States House of Representatives Certificate of Special Congressional Recognition, noteworthy as achievement of Tom Taylor in his being a 10-letter winner across the spectrum of sports at James Madison High School, his wedded bliss to his high school sweetheart, Carol. Where's she? She's pretty. And his continuing big brother, continuing love and care for his brother, Tim. And whereas, in addition to the foregoing, Tom Taylor sat across the table on competing alternate sides during his years of service as a labor negotiator, led a trip of Franklin representatives to the Wisconsin Institutes for Discovery at the University of Wisconsin-Madison with interested parties to discuss development in Franklin, matters of unique and futuristic scientific endeavor. He rode his motorcycle around town, sang the national anthem at Miller Park, and more proudly congratulated the Franklin Sabres football team as it won the state championship at Camp Randall. And always as usual, then went back to work. Whereas Thomas M. Taylor is an Irishman, Thomas M. Taylor is a man for all seasons. Now therefore be it proclaimed that I, Stephen R. Olson, Mayor of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, on behalf of all citizens hereby commend and salute the time, effort, and talent of Thomas M. Taylor.
We have a lot of business here tonight. Just want to congratulate Steve on the election of mayor. You've got a very good guy. I've worked with Steve in the past on
the reorganization of the city, the economic development strategies for the city, and he's always been a leader, and I'm sure he is going to continue to lead Franklin in the right direction. I know he will. I also want to congratulate all of the parties that were elected to office. I said at an earlier Common Council meeting that I thought that everyone that had was running for office, all of them were very, very bright, that all of them would do a very good job. And I know that looking at people tonight and having worked with them in the past, Franklin has an extremely bright future. So with that, again, I want to thank you, and I also want to thank Jesse for writing this great proclamation and embarrassing the heck out of me once again.
Not on city time.
So thank you very much.
Next announcement is a proclamation for Alderman Steve Taylor, who I spoke with this afternoon. He's got a family issue that he's dealing with. We'll postpone that one until he's available to receive it in person. Okay. We also have a proclamation of service for Jody Vandenboom for 34 years of service to the city. She as well would like to put that off for another time, so we'll do that. I'm pleased to announce that the clerk has appointed Shirley Roberts as deputy city clerk, and Shirley is here. Shirley? Please stand up, Shirley. Congratulations, Shirley. She actually has a unique honor. She was appointed by two mayors at the same time. One was a mayor, one wasn't, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Also, I announced to the Common Council a reappointment of J. Michael Bartles to the Stadium Task Force. And in your packet, there's a letter from Brian Dranzik from the Milwaukee County Department of Transportation, particular interest to Alderwoman Mayor. They are declining to adjust North Cape Road to a 6-foot and a 3-foot shoulder. They're going to run the road right down the middle. So that's there for your review. Item C1, approval of last meeting's minutes, March 31st. This is an administrative matter, so those of you newly elected can feel free to vote. Is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion to approve and second. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Organizational business E1A, appointment of Gene Nineman Trucking for Weed Commissioner, the hourly rate of $85 an hour. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk, roll call.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Motion carries. Alderman, excuse me, Mr. Mayor, City Attorney.
Just for a reminder and information for the Common Council members with regard to the subsequent following list of appointments under the Wisconsin statutes, appointments by the mayor need to be confirmed by the Common Council, and confirmation only occurs if a majority of the Common Council members vote in favor. In this particular case, that is 4 votes. The mayor only votes in the event of a tie.
Thank you, Mr. City Attorney. By the way, this is a lot like boring, so we will not be offended if you chose to get up and leave. That includes my wife. We're going to stick around? Great. This will be fun. My first appointment, Alderman Dandria to the Finance Committee.
Is there a motion? Approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Vote is 6-0. Motion carries. Alderman Dandrea to the License Committee. Is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
6-0, motion carries. See, I knew it. And it's my family that leaves first, so I don't know what that means. Okay. Alderman Dandrea to the Community Development Authority. Is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
6-0, motion approved. Alderman. Alderman Dan Mayer to the Environmental Commission.
So moved. Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion 6-0, motion approved. Alderman Dan Mayer to the Fair Commission.
So moved.
Second.
That was you, Mark?
Yeah, I moved it.
Madam Clerk, while you get time.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
6-0, motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm to the License Committee.
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
6-0, motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm to the Parks Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk, in a moment.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
6-0, motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm to the Ford Franklin Economic Development Commission Committee.
So moved. Okay. Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Thank you very much. 6-0, motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm to the Quarry Monitoring Committee.
So moved. Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
6-0, motion carries. Alderman Evans to the Finance Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
6-0, motion carries. Thank you very much. Alderman Evans to the License Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
6-0, motion carries. Alderman Evans to the Civic Celebrations Committee.
Commission.
Second.
Madam Clerk, excuse me.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
6-0, motion carries. Alderman Suzanne Mayer to the Finance Committee.
So moved.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I crossed one off before I should have. Alderman Evans to the Board of Health.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
6-0, motion carries. Now, Alderman Suzanne Mayer to the Finance Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
6-0, motion carries. Alderman Suzanne Mayer to the Plan Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Abstain.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
The vote is 5-0-1, motion carries. Alderman Suzanne Mayer to Complete Streets Committee.
Move to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Vote was 6-0, motion approved, thank you. For those of you in the audience, aldermanic committee assignments usually are relatively contentious. This year, we've done it a little differently, and each of the aldermen submitted the committees that they wanted to be on, and as it turns out, this is what you've got. They all got the committees they were looking for generally. So that was very nice, and I appreciate the efforts on the part of the aldermen. Item E2, election of council president. Before we get to that, this is the council's business to elect their president. All I would ask is that in your deliberations and as you go to select a president, you all know that I do some traveling, so this will not be a ceremonial appointment. It will be an active appointment as essentially a vice mayor. So are there any nominations for council president? Nobody wants it, huh?
It's because you're what you
just said. Sorry.
I'd like to nominate Alderperson Wilhelm.
Second to that nomination?
I'll second.
Second.
Any other nominations? Any other nominations?
I nominate Alderman Mayer.
Thank you. Second to that?
Alderman Dan Mayer.
Thank you. She said alderman. So, okay, good. All right. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Nominations are closed. Now we get to selection. We can vote by voice, or we can do a secret ballot, which is kind of tradition. It's the council's... Council's action.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it by paper ballot. Smoke them if you got them.
He meant outside.
This is a majority vote, so the mayor can vote to effect a tie.
Break a tie.
I can affect one, too.
No.
I can break one. See, it's going to be a while, Jeff.
With it. Yeah, that's correct. That's great.
As we count this, I will say that I'll be happy and honored to work with either nominee. There are six ballots.
One for Alderman Wilhelm. One for Alderman Mayer. One for Alderman Wilhelm. Another one for Alderman Wilhelm. Another one for Alderman Wilhelm. And another one for Alderman Mayer.
The vote is 4-2 for Alderman Wilhelm. Congratulations, Alderman. You are the council president.
Thank you.
I'll be calling you in a few minutes. Item G1, reports and recommendations, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for dance music and acting instruction use upon a property located at 10001 West St. Martin's Road. Who's doing this? Mr. Roberta?
I'll pass that over to Joel Deedle.
Oh, Joel, you're here. Sorry. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted just briefly mention that the Plan Commission does recommend approval of this special use to the Common Council as the final decision. They did add a condition at the end about pedestrian connections from this property to the adjacent properties, and that condition does show up in the resolution. Staff is recommending approval as well. There are a number of conditions, but I wouldn't go into details.
Thank you, Joel. Questions for Mr. Deedle or a motion?
I just have one comment.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I noticed that the Plan Commission had put in the contingency of item 13, and this is a perfect example how pedestrian access can increase development potential for access between two businesses. So I thought that was a very good move. What that means is if someone is parked at the dance studio and they want to walk over to the kite place, they don't have to get in their car and drive all the way around. So this was a nice catch by the Plan Commission, and the Clean Streets had made that recommendation. So I'll make the motion to approve it.
A second.
No.
Comments? Alderman Schmidt.
Yes, the applicant was very responsive to all the conditions that were stipulated, and they already had been a good resident of Franklin, so we look forward to having an expanded business here. And, if we have the motion that's been made and seconded.
Any other comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of approval signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. 6-0. Item G3, an ordinance to amend the municipal code as it pertains to filling and grading of land to further regulate filling upon a site equal to or in excess.
Your Honor, G2.
I skipped.
Is that G2?
The old guy used to make those mistakes all the time.
You know, it takes a while. Item G2, for the record, ordinance to amend the development ordinance text at 15-3.0603 standard industrial classification title to add real estate agents and managers as a permitted use in the B3 community zoning district, to paraphrase the header. Mr. Deedle.
Again, the staff and Plan Commission are recommending approval of this change. Couldn't find out why it was missed. It would fit well. It does fit well in the zoning district. It was brought to our attention when a real estate agent wanted to move into the Orchard View Shopping Center. So this would allow that type of use to be in any B3 district. And there's a map in the packet that shows where those properties are. Again, the Plan Commission staff recommending approval.
Motion
to approve.
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you very much. Item G3, which I already called. An ordinance to amend the municipal code as it pertains to filling and grading of land to further regulate filling upon a site equal to or in excess of 500 cubic yards of soil. Alderman Wall.
This pertains to the municipal code, but it also is now the change correlates it to the Unified Development Ordinance, and I asked the city attorney to double-check that they flow together, and he did that, and that's the change that's in front of you.
There is a change at your place.
So if there's no objection, I'll move to approve as amended.
No. Second.
Second by Alderman.
It doesn't matter. I did. We talked about this.
Yeah, we're fighting already. there's been a motion to approve in several seconds. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to be asked for to be released. I've got another engagement to get to. So
That would come from the police officers in the second
row.
Can
you hang out?
Have a good birthday party with your son.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Item G4, the February 2014 financial report. Mr. Liberta, highlights, please.
The intent of this is to, we will monthly provide a summary financial report, and we've developed the format and ran it through the Finance Committee, and although it will be on the agenda monthly, I don't know that we will be providing a verbal report. It's really intended. If there's questions, you can call staff, bring them to our attention. But it will be sort of a standard monthly report. So that's really all I have to add today.
Alderman Schmidt.
I would move to have this placed on file.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor of placing on file signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, Mr. Liberta. Excellent report. Item G5, resolution designating signatures for checks and orders pursuant to the Wisconsin State statutes. Mr. Liberta.
With the change in offices and positions, it is necessary to get the proper signatures in place with the bank and the finance director put this resolution in format together so that we can continue to pay our bills.
Alderwoman Milton.
So moved.
Alderwoman Wilhelm. So moved.
Second.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Item G6, Rock Sports Complex. Let's go, Alderman Mayor.
Well, I don't have the exact motion in front of me from last night, but the task force met again last night and pretty much turned it over without recommendation to the council, recommending that we hold a public information meeting Thursday night and recommending that the council take it up for further discussion or action following that Tuesday of next week.
Mr. Liberta.
I did, in fact, for the convenience of the task force, put a memo together, and it is at your position with a complete text copy of the proposal. Since the Common Council last met, the task force actually met twice relative to the proposals. They met first on April 2nd and recommended to reject the initial proposal that was submitted. After that action, that recommendation of the task force indicated that staff should work with them for a revised proposal. And at the direction of the mayor, staff did work very diligently with the developer to try and identify parameters for a proposal that could be considered more favorably by the task force. Those components were, in very broad terms, put together a proposal that was submitted yesterday and went to the task force that focuses on creating a TID district for the area around 76 and Rawson and down Loomis, and including the parcels where the Rock and the stadium would be, to try and establish an enhanced level of economic development there that we haven't experienced through natural means in that area, to create a new downtown using the stadium in conjunction with the current development of the Rock as a catalyst for growth in the area, the stadium and the traffic that it generates. That TIF district is then anticipated to establish enough growth, new growth, which creates increment that can then, through the proposal, provide incentive back to the developer so that the stadium can meet its financial obligations. So although it's privately financed with no direct obligations to the city, it is supported through economic incentives through the TID. The task force listened to that in staff explanation of it in detail in closed session, came back into open session, and asked that I provide that presentation to the public that was present at the time, and then took further public comments. And after that, they did make a motion that unanimously approved, and it is at the bottom of the memo. It provides that they did forward it to the Common Council, and pulling from the middle of it, they noted that it is a reasonable proposal that addresses the risks associated with the proposal while creating a valid opportunity to initiate economic development leading to a new downtown Franklin. They provided some conditions. It was subject to a detailed review by professional consultants as to the viability of a TIF district and as to the viability of commercial and retail development in the area as called for in the MOU. That was an important condition in that it allows us to respond to the MOU in a very timely manner, because there is a April 23rd deadline for that, but it provides until June 4th to have an independent consultant come in and confirm the work staff has done on the TID to that it is in fact viable, to bring in somebody like Ehlers who structures these sorts of things all across the state, and to also look at if you want to bring in a commercial and real estate developer who focuses on that sort of market analysis to ensure that if they build it, that that area and the demographics around it and the nature of its position within the marketplace is such that it will be a draw to the commercial and retail and some residential that's conceived of in that TID and can therefore be successful. The second condition that they incorporate in the motion was that the Common Council, considering the proposed MOU in the context of its overall development goals for the area and city, and that they consider the input of the citizens and the overall best interest of the city when reaching a final decision on the MOU. In other words, those scopes they figured were within the context of the final decision, but sort of outside the scope of what they were looking at as a task force. So they were acknowledging that those aspects were more for Common Council consideration. And as always, it's wise to suggest that they be reviewed by the city attorney as to form. And then their motion did include, as you noted, a suggestion and recommendation that the staff hold a public information meeting Thursday. The courtroom at the police department is available at 6:30. And then a subsequent special common council meeting a week from this evening for final action on the MOU. if it is on the back of that first page, if you do determine to follow the recommendation and set those two special meetings, recognizing that we do have to, as a city, respond fairly quickly, not trying to presuppose what your action is next Tuesday, but it would probably be worthwhile to consider that motion for Tuesday, anticipate what other motions need to be considered if it's rejected or approved. In other words, what I've suggested is a motion that the agenda for April 22nd include any such matters related to the MOU with Zimmerman Ventures as the mayor determines may be necessary for immediate subsequent action by the Common Council. In other words, staff in the meantime could identify what consultants could be used, what the costs are, what the scope of service is, so that if you move forward with it, you're ready to move forward with those, at least have a running start at the independent consultant reviews that could be done. And if we have to have a budget modification on the agenda in order to be able to fund that. So I would suggest that extra motion so that you don't then have to wait another week before you can start moving, since June 4th follows fairly quickly after next Tuesday.
The recommendation would be for staff to actually solicit quotations between now and the 22nd for financial reporting.
I anticipate we would initially contact Ehlers and also work with yourself and a couple of the contacts we know to identify what consultant and or consultants could be considered for the sort of commercial and retail side of it, so that at least we can get from them a letter of engagement that identifies the scope of service, the manner in which they would approach it, approximate costs.
Mr. City Attorney, this type of contract with consultants is or is not required for to be put out to bid?
Services do not require public bidding process.
So to be clear for the folks listening in, what we're talking about is setting up the opportunity for the city to be able to move to determine whether or not, or to what extent we have liability, whether the marketing, whether the TIF can perform to the expectations of the Memorandum of Understanding, and to do a pro forma on that TIF district such that we know, well, know is pretty tough, that we have a strong belief that the TIF will cash flow appropriately. So I, as for Mr. Alderman Mayor.
When you're through speaking, sorry, I had a comment. The consensus of the task force was that there can be as little risk to the city as possible. The city is not investing in the stadium. The city is not going into the baseball stadium business. There has to be as little risk to the city as possible for the finances. The other consensus of the task force, even though it wasn't part of their mission, the mission was financing, citizen complaints still need to be addressed as the process goes on in that direction. But as far as financing goes, and Mr. Liberta did a very good job with his planning to mitigate risks to the city financially in the plan.
Mr. Liberta.
And I am prepared if, I know some of you have seen it once or twice already, if it's something you wish to happen again this evening, I am prepared to be able to run through it, or we can just refer people to the Thursday meeting. The city website does have the full text of the proposal available. There's a brief story right in the center of the main page, and at the bottom of that story, anybody can access the complete text of the proposal.
You should also put the map up. If I can ask, how many in the room are interested in the ROC proposal and would like to see a presentation? Okay, good. So let's do that. Let's conclude the county council meeting, and then we can do that. Alderwoman Willem.
I thought it might be also appropriate, since this memorandum is in front of us and not in the packet, that the motion from the task force be read into the record. I mean, you did go over it, but you didn't actually read the
I would be happy to.
And maybe start off with the previous one from the task force, even though that's on the top, but just read both the task force motions into the
record.
I'd be
happy to do so.
Okay.
On April 2nd, the task force approved a motion to reject the proposal as submitted and to recommend staff work with the ROC Sports Complex LLC on a revised proposal that incorporates in part a developer commitment to a Phase 3 development and other parameters as discussed in closed session, and recognizes that existing property tax resources are not an appropriate funding source. They then received a second proposal, which was addressed in a meeting yesterday evening. And in open session, they unanimously approved the following motion. Move that the task force forward the proposal to the Common Council and recommend that the Common Council consider the proposal for a Memorandum of Understanding, an MOU, incorporating a tax incremental district, TID, to create a new downtown area and economic incentives for construction of a minor league stadium as a reasonable proposal that addresses the risks associated with the proposal while creating a valid opportunity to initiate economic development leading to a new downtown Franklin. Subject to, one, detailed review by professional consultants as to the viability of a TIF district and as to the viability of commercial and retail development in this area as called for in the MOU. Two, the Common Council considering the proposed MOU in the context of its overall development goals for the area and the city. Three, the Common Council considering the input of citizens in the overall best interest of the city when reaching a final decision on this MOU. And four, review by the city attorney. And that the mayor direct that a public information meeting on the proposal be held Thursday, April 17th, and that the Common Council hold a special Common Council meeting on Tuesday, April 22nd to consider the matter. I, as a matter of technical note, the motion yesterday evening had said Thursday the 16th, and in fact, Thursday is the 17th, so that was a technical correction made to the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Liberta. Alderwoman Mayer.
I just have a comment, I guess, or a request. It talks about the detailed review by a professional consultant for the viability of a TIF. I guess I would really want this to be a very independent study, and so the consultant would have to be, in my opinion, maybe someone not directly associated with Franklin, and that, you know, it would be truly an independent study. You're already having the baseball people come in, so that's going to be a little tilted, I think. So I feel as though if we can have someone that's truly not involved with Franklin and is just looking at this as a legitimate TIF district, then that's what I would be hoping we could find.
Staff had anticipated on the commercial and retail site that would very likely be the case. On the specific structure of the TID, staff would probably end up recommending that we work with our regular financial advisors who commonly have assisted us in this area, particularly given we're looking at a narrow time frame. So staff's initial recommendation probably would have been for Ehlers on the TIF modeling and TIF structure side, since we have experience with them. But on the commercial and retail development, the marketing side, we did anticipate it would be somebody different, for example, not Ehlers. That would not be in their normal course of work.
I just want it to be a very independent study so I can have confidence that it's an independent study.
Absolutely. Alderwoman Evans.
Thank you. At the informational meeting, will there be a presentation or will it just be comments from citizens?
My expectation at this point is the presentation that largely consists of the PowerPoint that I provided. I may, you know, work through it and tweak it some. I haven't for this evening. But that would be given as an introduction. And then I would address and field any questions or comments that anybody has in relation to how staff has reviewed the proposal and interpreted the proposal and assisted the task force in going through it.
I understand a PowerPoint, how it's easier for quick presentations, but is there any reason why the actual MOU can't be presented point by point? I mean, not reading it, but presented, because I find it very different than the PowerPoint.
No, that would be another form, and that's one reason we put it out there. I imagine most of the questions will be on specific components of that and wording within the document. If the Common Council wants me to tailor it, where I'm really walking through the individual points within the document, I don't have any problem doing that. My perspective for the task force was that pulling the themes together and taking the individual components and how we address them to mitigate the individual risk provided a clear understanding of the direction of the whole document. But I will have no problem addressing any of the points within the 10 pages.
Okay, thank you.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Well, in relation to Alderwoman Evans' comments, maybe you could take each particular paragraph and precede the PowerPoint slide with it and say this particular paragraph is this particular point and make sure it addresses all of the points that are in the paragraph as well as what's on the PowerPoint. Is it laid out in that sense at all, where you could do it that way? So each paragraph would have a more detailed breakdown?
Not quite, but what I could go through is cross-reference and put a little parenthetical after each point of the PowerPoint, identifying specifically where it comes through in the document itself, and then I can confirm if there's any pieces of significance that aren't already addressed in the PowerPoint. That would be easy to do. So if anyone saw the PowerPoint, they could then go right to the document and see where it is.
Okay.
Alderman and Mayor.
When we saw the PowerPoint on the task force and when we saw the MOU, we had questions as well. So point is, however you put it together, there's going to be questions. And it's the intention of the task force to make a presentation and answer the questions in an open and honest forum, so it'll be both, I believe, and it'll be an open, honest discussion along with the presentation.
Alderman Schmidt.
Yes, given the scope and the breadth of the MOU, it definitely needs to be broken down because as individual aldermen representing the constituents would be very difficult to take a phone call and try to explain to them what's all packaged in here. So I think the overlap between the point and breaking down summaries of each part of it will be very helpful to the public.
Any other discussion? There is a request by staff that we do enter a closed session for an item, but let's do this motion first. Mr. City Attorney.
Only, I don't know that I would refer to it as a request. I'm just reminding the Common Council that they are able to deliberate the particular terms of this proposed memorandum of understanding in closed session if the council so desires, and the council members just referenced the breadth and scope, and Director of Administration said at least as part of the proposal, 7 days from now is some form of deadline. So just reminding council members if you're interested, it's available.
Let's do two motions. First, let's take care of the one that's on the action sheet, or on the handout, the motion to put the agenda for April 22nd special common council meeting include any such matters related to the MOU with Zimmerman Ventures as the mayor determines may be necessary for immediate action by the common council following its consideration for MOUs. What that means is we'll get some quotes. Okay. Is there such a motion?
So I'll make that motion. I'll second.
Alderwoman Wilhelm, excuse me.
I guess I'm wondering if you consider involving the economic development chairman in the discussions of the selection, Mr. Hassett.
Absolutely. Okay. He and I have had a number of conversations.
Just want to make sure. That.
Yes. Any other discussion?
I'm
sorry.
Just very briefly, the reason I made that suggestion and put it in a memo and encourage you to identify that here is because if we work on that to try and, if it gets approved, and we're trying to sort of make sure we can meet that next deadline in the agreement, June 4th, and we put those proposals on the agenda, I did not want somebody to construe at that special meeting that by placing them on, the consideration of the MOU was a done deal. So I wanted it clear that staff's going to do some of this work, and if you end up not approving the MOU, that's just some productivity hours that, you know, go by the wayside. But if you do, then we've got a running start at it. So that's why I wanted that motion. So it's clear we're doing this work to give us a running start at it, but if it's not approved, that's fine. Doesn't mean that everyone should have presumed that it's a done deal. It's not. That's what we're going to talk about Thursday and then Tuesday.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. I apologize to the folks in the audience, but we do need to enter closed session. I don't anticipate it being very long. And then we'll come back to business, a couple of business items, and then Mr. Liberta, we'll adjourn, and Mr. Liberta can give you a presentation. So bear with us, but we'll need to go into closed session. Is there a motion? I got to read it. Is there a motion by the Common Council to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin State Statutes 19.85 sub 1 sub E to deliberate Rock Sports Complex LLC, Zimmerman Ventures LLC proposal for a public-private partnership agreement and the investment of public funds and government actions in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons and may enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
We're in closed session. We'll make this as quick as possible. Thank you. Okay, we're back in open session. There is no action item based on our closed session item. Is there a motion to suspend the rules to allow citizens to speak?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Dale, please, the name and address, please.
Dale Kerner, 8630 West Pawthorn Lane. We're all sent out in the hall, but we don't know why. What was the reason for the closed session, I guess?
Mr. City Attorney.
To deliberate the terms of the proposed memorandum of understanding which the Common Council and the city received from the Zimmerman Group.
Thank you.
Motion to go back in the room. Excuse me. Mr. Leiser, name and address, please. Maybe spin that baby around.
Jim Leiser, 8756 West Mallard Court. I just want you people to realize, as we were all standing out here, the majority of the people are hoping that all of you do the right thing with this proposal and think about your constituents and what they're telling you. And don't just do it in favor of what some people might want. Do it what your constituents want. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Could I ask for clarification? Mr. Leiser, what should we do? What do you think we should do?
I can't tell you what to do because, like you said, we don't have, and like Alderwoman Mayor said, we don't have the whole proposal in front of us. We don't have everything spelled out for us. Also, we don't have an independent survey. That's a big one. Some survey outside of the Franklin area, some independent contractor to come in and tell us if this is going to be worth our while or not. All right? And about the timing of it, it's not our fault. Zimmerman knew what he was going to do a year ago. And if he wants to shove this through, I'm sorry. He's going to have to take his time and sit back and wait for the people here to make the right decision, not what he wants, basically, what's good for the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion to return to regular order of business.
Anybody else want to speak?
No.
Okay. Move to go back to regular business.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H1A, licenses and permits. Normally this would come as a recommendation from the licensing committee, but since we had no licensing committee up until about an hour and a half ago, we get it. Madam Clerk.
Applications and all the corresponding information is in the packet. There is nothing on any of the reports that would flag it, and both applicants have met all qualifications to receive their license.
Staff recommends approval?
Correct.
Is there a motion to need to do these individually?
No.
Is there a motion?
No.
Is there a motion to approve the two licenses in the packet?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. 5-0.
Excuse me, Chairman. Point of order, I guess. I just want to make sure that you had made it clear to the audience that after the meeting adjourned, I would be staying afterwards and providing the public information thing. Because I noticed some people were leaving. They may not have understood that. They're going to get the last remaining items of the agenda out of the way, and then we'll go into basically some of the same things that would be covered Thursday. For anybody who's here tonight and wants to see the detail, I'll stay as long as needed to go through things. So
the same thing will be presented on Thursday, correct?
Yeah, it'll be very much the same thing.
Very good. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Cooper.
You. Sorry.
Item I-1, vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion to approve the vouchers ranges 151690 through 151841 in the amount of $857,031.57.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Is there a motion to approve the net payroll of April 4th in the amount of $322,504.79, and payment of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $203,711.63, plus any city matching payments where required.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Is there a motion approving the net payroll of April 18th in the amount of $350,865.77 and payroll deductions and city matching payments of $376,921.69?
So moved.
Second.
All those, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
So you folks don't think we're getting silly up here. These meetings are recorded on audio tape, and since we have two alderman mayors, one female, one male, we have to differentiate. And that's why we've never done that, to my knowledge, in the past, so that's why the city clerk and I are tongue-tied. So we apologize for that. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated May 2nd, estimated at the amount of $326,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $206,000 plus any city matching payments?
So moved.
Second.
All those, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Is there a motion approving the property tax settlements in the ranges of vouchers number 13271 through 13273 in the amount of $6,358.10 dated April 3rd.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Is there a motion approving the sewer fund loan payment of April 30th in the amount of $1,404,457.28?
So moved.
Second.
I was worried. Alderman Clerk, Madam Clerk, Alderman Clerk. You've been demoted.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries. Before we adjourn, let me just say I believe it will be a pleasure to work with all of you, and I look forward to it.
Same here.
And I hope I didn't butcher this meeting too badly. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.